Welcome to the Making Money Personal Podcast. In today's episode, Will and Terry will be discussing the first steps of home buying with Al Lima, a mortgage originator at Triangle Credit Union. If you are the first time home buyer or ready to make your next move, we invite you to stay tuned.
You're listening to Triangle's Making Money Personal Podcast, where we engage in real talk about financial matters that affect our community. Today's episode is sponsored by Triangle Credit Union, recently voted best credit union in New Hampshire. Triangle Credit Union, a better way to bank.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. This is the first episode in our Mortgage Madness series. Joining us in the studio is Al Lima, mortgage originator with Triangle Credit Union. Welcome, Al.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Let's talk about home ownership. If I'm in the market for a new home as a new home buyer, what is my first step?
Well, the very first step would be coming into a local branch with us at the credit union to sit down and discuss the process and procedures of buying a property.
Okay. So what would be the questions that you would be asking me? What do I need to be prepared for?
Sure. So most prospective individuals come in and it is a very overwhelming process. It's scary and it's intimidating for some people. So what we try to do is, you know, remove that fear of buying and educating, you know, everyone that it's not that scary and that you can buy a home. And you just got to, you know a couple things and we can be there to guide you through that process to help educate you on what those things are. So a lot of folks will come in and they'll be like, you know, we want to buy a home, we want to buy a condo, but we don't know where to start. What do? We've never done this before.
Right.
And my job is to sit across the table and go, well, this is what I do. And I can help you answer those questions and help you get into that property that you want to get into. And, you know, the first question we usually get is, well, you know, how much do I have to put down to be able to buy a home? And a lot of people, you know, think it's a large amount, whether it's 30, 40, 50%. But in reality, you can purchase a property with as little as 3% down in today's market.
Right.
Some folks will put more down, which is great. But when I say you can do as little as 3%, a lot of folks perk up with that because they realize it's more obtainable than they might have thought 5 minutes earlier.
Right.
So that's usually the very first question. And then, you know, the second question being, well, I don't know what I want to buy. I don't know how much can I, you know, get. Am I approved for this amount? You know, I want this. Can I get that? So the fear is, you know, they might have a dollar amount in mind and they don't know if they can get that. So my job is to sit there and work closely with them to explain the process and what we look for in getting pre-approved and saying to them, well, you know, tell me in your heart of hearts, what is it that you want to get pre-approved for? Do you have a certain dollar amount in mind? Do you have a certain type of property you want to buy? And from there, we can work on the numbers and we can work on trying to get you into that type of property you're looking for. And a lot of folks will say, you know, I'm say, for example, $200,000 is what I'm looking for. So my job is to work with you to try to get you into that goal and that number. And we do that through a pre-approval process. And, you know, we sit down and we run an application. And essentially what we do is we take all of your personal information, income information, your credit report information, asset information, and we plug it into our database. And from there, we're able to generate an application and we can then kind of see in writing and on paper what you may be able to get pre-approved for.
Now, what kind of documents does a prospective home buyer would need to bring in when they meet with you to kind of help the process go a little smoother?
Sure. So, you know, for most prospective buyers, right off the bat, we look for income documentation, and that can be anything from if you're an hourly or a salaried employee, W-2s or pay stubs, if you're self-employed, tax returns, even if you're retired, retirement income. So income doesn't fit into a certain mold. Income can be from any source of which you obtain it. Mm-hmm. So income would be the biggest documentation we would look for, as well as asset documentation. So bank accounts, retirement accounts, stocks, bonds, wherever your monies might be that you're thinking of maybe using towards the purchase of a property. We would require those documentation in the beginning process. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of other documents as well. But initially, for the very basic level of just getting a pre-approval, we kind of look for your income documentation and your asset documentation. Those are the two biggest sets of documents we look for, which helps to, you know, speed that process along for your pre-approval.
how long does the process normally take? Say, hey, I'm interested in buying the house.
Yep.
And we go, you know, so then you tell me, okay, these are the types of materials that we need to gather. And we go through the application process. Mm-hmm. How long will it take to get back to the prospective home buyer and say, you know, you've been approved?
So what we strive to do with the credit union, because we understand how important it is to have a pre-approval letter in your hand to give to your realtor or buying agent, we do everything in our power to try to turn around a pre-approval in 1 to 2 business days for you.
Oh, that's excellent.
Awesome. So when we have a client come in and they're looking for a pre-approval letter, we do everything in our power to try to generate that letter and approval within 1 to 2 business days. And there are even times where we've had members say, I want to put an offer in today. I need this now. If allowed and if the time works right, we can even try to get a pre-approval letter same day.
Wow.
Working hand in hand with our underwriting team, which is very unique in our ability to do that, where some other maybe larger institutions might not be able to generate within the same day. We can try to do that to make sure you can get into that property and get that property under contract quickly.
Awesome.
Awesome.
So we have a membership scope, right, Al?
We primarily lend in, I can tell you, we lend in New Hampshire. We don't do any lending in the states of Maine, Vermont, or the other territories around us. It's basically New Hampshire and the 4 northern regions of Mass.
Okay.
That we can lend upon at the moment.
Okay. And this is nothing to do with where, well, everything to do with where the home buyer lives, but also where the property is located. The property also has to be located in New Hampshire and in the northern parts of Massachusetts.
Correct. You can have a, you know, if you're an existing member and let's say you live in Florida, mm-hmm. and you reach out to us because you want to buy a seasonal property in the Lakes region in New Hampshire, mm-hmm. just because you live in Florida, that's fine because the property itself is within our lending territory. So that's fine. You know, you could be elsewhere. As long as you're a member and you have the membership eligibility requirements,
right?
As long as the property is within those regions, we can still lend upon it.
But the member living in Florida can't reach out to us for a property in Florida.
Correct. Okay. Again, it's just all of New Hampshire and the 4 northern counties of Mass.
Got it.
Okay. Awesome.
So Al, can we talk about the different types of loans that we have? Like the adjustable rates, the fixed loans, pros and cons of each.
Sure. You know, I'll just start the segment by saying that I really won't disclose any rates per se. Mm-hmm. Only reason is on a daily basis, our interest rates can change. Mm-hmm. So what I say at this moment could be different tomorrow or the next day. So in terms of rates, my recommendation would be just to give us a call at your convenience and we can give you a quote on what the rate is for that day. On a daily basis, you can see changes with that. So right. I don't really want to give any rates because they could change in the next hour or so,
right.
to be honest with you. But we do here at the credit union have a lot of programs available for buyers. And whether it's a first-time buyer, a second-time buyer, an investment buyer, a seasonal home buyer, we have programs to fit your needs. Right now, the most popular products we have available that we're seeing a lot of activity on is our 5-5 adjustable rate mortgage. Reason that one's very popular is it allows you to put as little as 3% down on a property. So if you're a first-time buyer or if you're somebody that's looking for a low monthly payment, we can even look at doing it for 40 years versus the standard 30 years for you, right. to try to extend that term to give you a lower payment, which for some folks is great from a cash flow standpoint.
Right. Not only that, with the inflated, I certainly think that we're in an inflated housing market right now, right? So, you know, I know what I paid for our last house, which was only a couple of years ago, and now it's already, you know, $50,000 over that in terms of its value. So I do think that we're in an inflated market right now. And when you're looking at the overall price of the loan, it's 40, you know, to pay that back over 40 years is a lot more doable than maybe a 20-year term or a 30-year term, right?
Correct. Yeah. And That's a great point, Terry, is right now the housing market is inflated and we are seeing values of properties higher than they were 3, 4, 5 years ago. So for some folks that want to, that property they're looking at is a little more pricey, going out for 40 years could potentially give you the payment that's comfortable for you and can work for you at this time. And then, you know, down the road, let's say you get into an adjustable and it starts changing, there's always that option of refinancing it as well. And that can kind of segue me to our fixed products. So we offer a plethora of fixed interest rate loans as well. And the most popular one we have is our 30-year fixed. And that rate kind of, you know, speaks for itself. It's fixed for 30 years. Mm-hmm. So let's say you come in and your rate's 4%. That rate will be 4% for 30 years. Right. So you know your interest rate will not be changing during the life of the loan.
And your payment will stay the same.
Correct. Your payment stays the same. It doesn't change. It gives you that stability. And it is a great product as well for folks that are looking for that even keel for the whole 30 years. Right. You know, we also offer other products. We have a 20-year, a 15-year, a 10-year. We also have a 3-3 adjustable rate mortgage. So similar to the 5-5, it just adjusts in 3-year increments versus the 5-year. Right. So we have a lot of options available, and we do our own underwriting. So if you were to come in and be in a situation, we can sit down and work with you and work with the underwriting team. If you're in a unique situation, we have that ability to try to work with you with any type of circumstances you may have to get you into whether it's one of our fixed rates or one of our adjustables to try to help you get into that property.
Right.
I just have a follow-up question to Al as far as when we go back to the pre-approval process. Mm-hmm. If I'm approved, when does my interest rate when does my interest rate get secured? Like if I get approved and at that time the interest rate is, let's say on a fixed, I'll say it's a fixed, mm-hmm. and it's 4.25. Mm-hmm. If I get approved, do I get that rate, or is my rate the rate that I get the day of closing?
So I believe you're referencing our rate lock and how you can lock a rate, right?
Right.
So essentially you're able to lock in your interest rate upon receipt of, let's say you're buying a property, when you come in with a purchase and sales agreement and you have all the documents to essentially move to the next step, we can lock your interest rate at the time.
Okay.
If you come in and say, hey, I want to get pre-approved, I'm out shopping around, I don't have a property yet, we can't lock you in then because there's no property. So you're it's in a floating status. If you come in with that contract, we can lock you in. If you come in for a refinance, let's say, and you want to refinance a property you have, if you come in with all of the income documentation, the asset documentation, we can essentially lock you in right at that time because the property is already, you already own it. So we can move a little quicker in terms of a rate lock with that. And, you know, our rate locks were good for 60 days. I mean, so essentially, you know, we kind of covered the very first step, which is coming in to meet with me to talk what we can do, trying to get you pre-approved. Then essentially in conjunction with that process is what do we have for programs to offer? So, you know, a lot of folks will then say, okay, well, you know, say a day goes by and I get them pre-approved and they have that document in their hand. The next step is going out to look at a home. And for first time buyers, you kind of have that deer in the headlights look. They go, here you go, you're pre-approved for $200,000. Have fun. I'll talk to you in 30 days. See you later. Bye. Then they look at me and go, well, what do I do? And a lot of folks don't know the next steps of that process. So, you know, the fear is there of like, okay, can I buy a home? We're about to make one of the biggest investments in our lives other than maybe having a child, let's say, right? So you're about to, go into this process of what everyone says is scary, and you're going to buy something that will tie you down for potentially 30 years, right? So it's very overwhelming. And my job, I don't want to just hand you a piece of paper and say, here you go, good luck, let me know when you find the realtor and you are all set. So I kind of want to talk about the next step of the process. And with that is you're pre-approved, you're comfortable with the programs, you're comfortable with the requirements, and now you want to go look.
Right.
Generally speaking, the very next step is you got to find a realtor. And if you're ever in the market or if you ever need a realtor, we at Triangle have a lot of great colleagues that we've know in the industry and work with closely. And again, reach out to myself or any one of the originating team, and we can gladly provide you a list of realtors that we feel very comfortable working with over the years and can certainly set you up with them if you wish. But let's say you have a realtor. So what you got to do is you're going to take that letter, you're going to go with that realtor, and you're going to go look at homes and whatever type of property you're in the market for. And again, that can be overwhelming, but having a great realtor can help put that overwhelming feeling aside and make it very easy and painless, just like I want to make it painless when you come in to get financing with me. And again, if you ever need a realtor, all the realtors we work with hand in hand, they know us very well, they know our programs, and it's a very cohesive type of environment that we work together with. Mm-hmm. So they know what we need and we know what they need. So again,
and I imagine you work very closely with the realtors as far as communicating with them. If like something that may not need to involve the member, but mm-hmm. just to help them out.
Right.
It's something that could probably be worked out between you and the realtor.
Yeah, there's a lot of back and forth that goes on that the members don't even know about. Because my job, again, I don't want to bother you as the buyer when you have, you know, a job or children or you're trying to buy a house. I want to put it at ease that, you know, there might be a hiccup, let's say, but if I can resolve it with the realtor, I'll just communicate with the realtor on your behalf.
Right.
That way you don't have to get bogged down with them and worry about it.
Right.
And this goes on quite often, and the members don't even realize the communications that go on because we don't want to bother you. We want to make sure we're doing everything that we have to do as part of our job. And at the end of the day, you just come to the closing and sign on the dotted line. And if we can do all that behind the scenes and not have to bother you, that to me is a win. Yeah. And that to me is the kind of process I want to have for you, because I don't want you to have to worry about anything if you don't have to. I want you to come in, get pre-approved, have a great time, enjoy the excitement of buying a home, and then come in and close on it knowing that you're in the best property for the best program for the best price. And it was a smooth, easy process for you. That's my job.
Perfect.
And any realtor, whether it's one we recommend or one you have, I will work hand in hand with them to make sure it's a smooth, easy process and that you're not being worried or you're not having any homework to do or running around to do, because my job is to make sure I do that for you.
Right. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So, you know, essentially, again, you find the realtor, you go look at the properties. You know, there I could talk for days about buying a home and what comes with that in terms of the actual location itself. But I really won't get into that here. I'm just going to go, you know, kind of through the steps for you. But you're going out, you're looking at a home, you find the home, the realtor helps you there. What's going to happen then is, say you find your dream home, you're going to come back to me, and you're going to come back to me with a purchase and sales contract. Now, the realtor you have will work on that document with you and work on getting it set up. So you won't have to worry about that. They'll work on that for you. And generally speaking, the contract comes into me and you come in all excited and we're ready to go to the next step of the process. So what happens now is we started at a pre-approval. You got the document that you pre-approved. Now you're coming back to me and we're taking that pre-approval and essentially we're converting it to a live application, at which point we can tie it back to the rate lock. We can lock in your rate and we can start the process of getting financing for the specific property you found. So what will happen is you'll come in with a document. You'll sit down with me and we will update your application as needed. And we will then make a nice file of everything we need. And we'll notate the closing date, we'll notate when a commitment date is due. And those are the two most important dates on the contract. So a commitment date essentially is an important date for me as the lender, because that is the date I have to provide a document to the realtors that you are 100% financed for this property and you are getting that home. And generally speaking, the commitment date is roughly 1.5 to 2 weeks before the closing date. So we work on getting that commitment date met. And then we also work to meet the closing date for you that's on that contract.
So back to the commitment date, that's when, in essence, Triangle is quote-unquote committing to financing this loan.
Correct.
Is that what you're saying?
Okay. Correct. Right. We provide a written document that basically guarantees that you are getting financing for that property,
right,
and we are going to meet the requirements for the closing.
Al, not to nitpick, but when you say that property, it has to be that property, or...
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. You know, our applications, there are, you know, if you come in and you submit a contract for a property and we move forward, it's for that property.
Okay.
If things change halfway through the process and the deal falls through, let's say.
And another property comes up.
And another property comes up. In a nutshell, we have to start all over again.
Okay.
Just to keep it very simple, it's a whole new request we're going to be doing for you.
Okay.
So it's per property that these applications are occurring.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Al, so thank you so much. This has been really valuable information. You know, I don't know how you feel, Will. Well, how do you feel?
I want to go get a mortgage now.
Right? With Al. The other thing we also wanted to mention is that we do have home buyer seminars going on, and we will be posting those out on our website. So if anyone is interested, we typically have those in the spring. So if you're listening to this and it's the fall, you'll just have to wait a few months. But certainly check us out there. And it is, I mean, even a podcast like this is general information that people are equipping themselves with, but that opportunity to have that face-to-face time and get, you know, their specific questions answered.
Yep.
That's the perfect opportunity for that.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if I were to summarize this podcast today and everything that I do, when you come in as a buyer, my goal from day one and minute one is to make this a seamless, easy process for you, in that by the end of the day, you don't have any stress when it comes to buying a home, whether it's your first, second, third, or fourth.
Great.
Yep. That's awesome.
Thank you, Al, so much. We really appreciate your time.
Happy to be here.
Thanks.
Thank you.
This has been the Making Money Personal Podcast with Will and Terry. For more information on all of Triangle Credit Union's products and services, feel free to visit us at trianglecu.org. If you have any questions or a subject that you'd like us to cover in a future episode, we'd love to hear from you. Shoot us an email at tcupodcast@trianglecu.org, and we'll do our best to cover it on a show. Thank you and take care.
See you later, guys.